Stephen, you're live on Sky Sports News HQ. How are you feeling now about saying goodbye to Anfield?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the match. I want to win the game desperately. I want to finish on a high at Anfield in front of our supporters. But there's no getting away from it, you know, come the end of that game when I get my chance to say goodbye, it will be an emotional time.
You've spoken about your regret at not winning the title any time here. So how do you look back on those 17 years, bearing in mind as well that Jose Mourinho says he tried to sign you three times?
Yeah, I look back at it with pride. You know, I'm really proud of what I've achieved here. All the trophies I've won and all the great memories I've had. But certainly not winning the Premier League will certainly be a dent in that. There's nothing I can do about it now. It is certainly a regret I'll go away with, but I've got to look at the big picture. You know, growing up as a boy, dreaming of playing for Liverpool just that one time, and sitting here now with 708 appearances, I've achieved an awful lot more than what I thought I would at the beginning.
In terms of this club progressing further, though, what state do you feel you're leaving the club in now? What's needed to ensure that last season, challenging for the title, doesn't become a one-off?
Well, I think every season, this squad and this club always tries to add good quality players to it to challenge for the next season, what's available, what trophies we can try and win. I think this season we fell a bit short, but I still feel that there's a fantastic core of players here with huge potential. I'm hoping that the owners will back Brendan again and bring in that bit of quality that can help us go one step further next year. We've come very close in a couple of cup competitions this year, and we've also got close to the top four positions, and that's with losing arguably the best player in the world last year in Luis Suarez, and also not having our star striker available for much of the season in Daniel Sturridge. So to come so close without them two available, I think we've done okay, but I think next year we can go one better.
In some ways, I suppose it'd be nice to finish the career at Anfield, but knowing you, you're probably thinking that you still want to play that final game of the season as well. Is that the way it's going to pan out?
Well, you'll have to ask Brendan what his next two team selections are going to be, but I want to play every minute possible, of course I do. He'll know that. I think all you people will know that, and that's what I intend to do. I want to put in a good performance personally at the weekend and try and get a win. Say goodbye to everyone at Anfield and all the supporters worldwide, but I still feel I want to be involved against Stoke.
Stephen, it's been a week dominated by yourself, a lot of interviews, a lot of build-up to the match at the weekend. This room, I don't think, has ever been this full either. You sat here now, how does it make you feel, all this attention, all this focus?
Well, I'm not really one for attention or focus, and I feel a bit sorry for my teammates this week. Obviously, a lot of the tension's on me, and I'm sure it will be at the weekend, but you know, when that whistle goes, it'll all be about the team and the team trying to get 3 points. So all I can do is apologise if I've took any attention away from all the players. It's never been my attention to grab any glory or attention all alone. I'm aware it's all about the team at this club, and you know, from day one I've always tried to pull in the right direction for the team. Unfortunately this weekend it's only normal after 17 years that the attention falls on me, but I apologise for it.
You do have the status though as a Liverpool legend. Do you see yourself like that? Are you comfortable with that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think many players, you know, look at themselves as, you know, what they've done, what they achieve, or what the opinion is out in the open about that player. For me, I just work as hard as I can. I try and do the best I can. I've loved every minute of representing this club and the supporters. And, you know, every single game I've tried to do my best. Other people have opinions of you and put you in certain categories. They compare you to players before or players coming through. There's nothing you can do about that. I just try and be the best I can be.
Andy, what do you say?
Stephen, you're known as a pretty strong character, but how emotional do you think Saturday will be for you?
I don't know. I haven't got a clue. I don't know what it's going to be like come the end of the game when I get the chance to say goodbye for real. I've been dreading this moment in a strange way because I'm going to miss it so much, you know, playing at Anfield, playing in front of the fans. I'm going to miss playing with my teammates. So it will be emotional, but the plan's to try and keep it together, stay strong and try and avoid the tears.
So do you think we'll see a few tears?
I hope not.
Chris,
Stephen, we've got some great footage of you as a young boy, probably 8 or 9, picking up a Player of the Season award. What would the 8 or 9-year-old Stephen Gerrard think about the career that was ahead of him if you could have told him back then?
Well, he'd certainly have grabbed it with both hands. If someone had said to me when I first started going to the academy, as it's called now, at 8 years of age, when he used to get 2 buses up to Anfield to train, you're going to play 708 games for Liverpool and you're going to win the trophies you're going to win, but you're going to have some low moments and you're going to have some high moments. I'd have gone, yeah, that'll do for me, I'll take that.
Can I talk you back to one of your high moments? When people say the word Istanbul to you, what emotions does that conjure up?
You know, still to this day, the hairs on my neck stand up. It's the best night of my life. I think it's the pinnacle of every footballer domestically. It's the best cup to win. And it's just the way we went about it and how the evening panned out. I think it's going to go down in history as probably the best Champions League final ever. And as captain of that team, there was no prouder man on the planet that night.
Mike. Stephen, we know about your most memorable moment in a Liverpool shirt in terms of the Champions League final, but is there a game, a goal, a moment at Anfield in particular that stands out that you'll take away?
I think a game would definitely be the Everton game when I got the hat-trick. After all the stick I've had off the Blue Noses over the years, that was a nice feeling. But I think if you're talking about one individual goal that was so important for the team and the club, that helped us progress to that incredible night in Istanbul, it'd have to be Olympiacos. You know, the timing of the goal and what was needed on that night. You know, in the dressing room after, I realised it was an important goal to help the team progress, but it wasn't till Istanbul had sort of calmed down a couple of weeks later when I sort of reflected on the whole journey of the Champions League triumph that I realised, you know, the Olympiacos goal was such a huge goal.
And who or what would be your most difficult goodbye here at Liverpool?
Difficult goodbye as in?
Saying goodbye to a person in particular or somebody here?
No, I think it'll be the supporters as a whole. They've given me incredible support since day one. And they've been there for me throughout this journey, and as I said earlier, I've had some really cruel lows and I've had some incredible highs. But their support to me has never changed. There might be a few individuals who've changed the opinion on me over the 17 years, which is fine, but I think as a whole, you know, at Anfield and around the world, I've had incredible support. So that'll be the most emotional goodbye. But you know, just here at Melwood, you know, the staff, the players that I work with day in, day out, that's what I'm going to miss the most. And also playing in Anfield.
Chris, do you know?
Yes. Stephen, congratulations for the great career.
Thank you.
If you look a little bit forward, do you have ambitions of becoming a coach or a manager one day? And then long terms, maybe return to Liverpool and be a manager here?
I think it's a bit early to answer all of them questions. I've certainly got ambitions to stay in the game. I'm currently taking out my UEFA coaching badges and trying to progress up that ladder. But I think to take a position or a role at this football club, first and foremost, you have to be good enough. You never take a role here on reputation or name. You know, the demands and the expectation at any role in this football club are so high. I think you'd be very naive and stupid to take a role just because you're Stephen Gerrard or because you've had a good career on the pitch. So I think in a couple of years' time, when I've come out of the city for a bit and I reflect and look in, if there's a role offered that I feel like I can contribute and that I'm good enough for, I'll certainly consider it because, you know, I've been coming to this club since I was 8 years of age and I do feel as if, you know, I can contribute in some role in the future.
Hi Stephen, you came through the ranks here to become a club legend. Do you hope that part of your legacy is to inspire other local youngsters to maybe see what you've achieved and follow their dream and maybe follow in what you do?
I hope so, but that's not just me. You know, there's been many a great players before me, many a great role models and inspirations who helped me certainly achieve what I have done today. And if younger players want to look to me and take little bits from my game and see what I've done on and off the pitch for the last 17 years and that helps them, I'll be a very proud man.
On a similar vein, Stephen, over the years, who are the people that you would say have had the biggest influence on you, whether they've been coaches, players or managers?
I I think from a coaching point of view, from the ages of 8 to 18, I have to mention Steve Highway, Hugh McCauley and Dave Shannon, because they prepared me to become a professional. They helped me as a person and as a player to be ready for all the challenges that come your way once you become a first team player. Then I owe an awful lot to Gerard Houllier, who gave me my opportunity here. He was almost like a father figure, put his arm around me and, you know, helped me an awful lot tactically, improved me a lot. And I won my first three trophies in the treble under Gerard, and then he gave me the captaincy at 23, which was a very bold thing to do, you know, at a club this size, to take the captaincy off a fantastic player like Sammy Appiah and give it to me was a very brave thing to do. So I know I owe an awful lot to him.
You've spoken a lot about Gerard Houllier. Of the other managers, Steve, if you do go on to have a managerial stroke coaching career, what would you take from whom, including the present manager?
Well, I think I'd take bits and bobs from them all. If I did ever want or become a manager, I think I'd like to do it my way and take bits and bobs from them all. I've been very lucky to work with some fantastic managers over the year. You know, certainly Brendan now, I've enjoyed the last 3 years with him. I almost wish I met him a lot earlier when I was in the peak of my playing days, because I certainly think I'd certainly be sitting here talking about trophies now. You know, getting the chance to play for County Dalglish was a wonderful experience as well. Someone who I've watched many tapes of and is my dad's hero as well. That was a great time. You know, Roy Hodgson's time didn't work out here, but I've got a good relationship with him. More so with England, of course, but you know, all the managers I've had a great relationship with, and I've always tried to learn off them all. You know, Rafa Benitez as well, who, you know, we shared Istanbul with. You know, tactically, as a player, he improved me so much as well. So it's difficult to pick one, or, you know, pick who I liked the most, who I thought was the best. You know, but as a whole, I've been so lucky to work with so many.
Stephen, you spoke about punching sport, inspire sort of younger players. What options do you think there are for the 8 and 9 year olds who are kicking balls around the streets
of
Highton nowadays?
What options are there?
Yeah, what opportunities are there for a club like this?
I think they've all got the same chance as myself. I think if you want to be a footballer, you've got to practice as much as you can. There's plenty of areas around council estates now that I had available where you can practice, and you know, there's plenty of DVDs and footage to watch, to look at players, to inspire to. You know, the opportunity's there for them. I think the difference nowadays is they've got a lot more distractions. You know, when I was a young kid, for me, the priority for me was my ball and football kits. And, you know, I wanted it and I worked so hard for it. So if they want to follow in the footsteps of not just myself, all the players in the Premier League now, they've got to want it and they've got to work for it.
So just focus on bringing through young talent, and obviously you've come through and Jamie came through and you both got. What do you think the prospect is of that sort of happening again?
I think it will happen again. You know, this club's well renowned for bringing talent through. You know, Robbie Fowler, Steve McManaman, Michael Owen, Davey Thompson, Danny Murphy signed from Crewe at a later age, Jamie, myself, John Flanagan, you see Jordan Ibe now and Raheem Sterling. If the players are good enough and they get themselves into position and they're prepared for it, Brendan's shown that he'll give them the chance, and I'm sure managers in the future will as well, but first and foremost they've got to be good enough.
Steve, given it's so rare to stay at a club for 17 years as well, what's your advice to those younger players, the likes of Jordan Ibe, the likes of Raheem Sterling, as they sort out their futures now?
For me, I'm always going to be biased towards this club, and I said earlier in the week, my advice to Raheem is where he's at now at his age. I think he needs a manager who believes in him, who's going to play him, who's going to help coach him, who's going to learn him. And I think there's no one better out there than Brendan Rodgers. So for me, my opinion is he should sign a new deal here. I think it'll be the best for his career. But that's something I can't control. But the young lads here, they've got no better manager to learn off, you know, and get attention off, because Brendan's a fantastic manager and he puts a lot of time and effort into every individual in the squad. I think the danger for these younger players is they want it all too soon and they chase it. and they become one of a number if they go to any other club, and they don't get that attention or that love or that care that they'll get here at Liverpool.
Finally, now this is drawing to a close. Anyone else you'd like to thank?
My family. I think they're the number one. My family and friends who have been with me every single game, or the majority of the games, home and away, all over Europe. And they're the people that are with you in and around the games when you're either on an incredible high or you don't want to come out of your room. They're the people that help pick you up and get you going for that next game. So my family and friends are the most important people to me. And then obviously everyone connected to the club. And also a special mention to the media as well. You know, you've always been respectful and honest with me, and I've tried to do the same back, so I thank you all of you as well.